me and Joe got some chicken out here, and I'm letting you get some tailgate out here, and
yeah. I'm not starving, Jeff. Don't worry. I think I'm going to be all right.
What did they make me come out here?
I don't know, because I want to
leave me.
You leave him with these two punk bitches?
Hey, what part of the world are y'all from, may I ask?
We're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Up north. We're northerners.
How did y'all get to this godforsaken place, may I ask?
My brother lives down here.
Oh.
Yeah.
You live as a woman. How I come to here with my wife, my ex-wife, and my girlfriend, some kind of shit. When y'all going back to Wisconsin?
Monday.
Well, damn, I ain't gonna get to see y'all long, am I?
No.
Y'all have any cheese up there? I heard they make some cheese. Huh?
A little bit.
What do you mean, you want to see him more? I thought you just called him an asshole. He grows on you, you know, this guy.
He drove down here from Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah, we drove down here.
Ooh.
Yeah. About 15 hours in the car.
No, don't make me get out my map now. Don't make me go home and get on the internet now, okay? But about how many miles is that from here to Wisconsin?
800 or something, yeah.
What? 800 hours worth?
About 15 hours straight through, like we drove.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't ride with y'all. Shit, I'm worried about getting home. That ain't about 9 miles up the road.
Come back to Wisconsin with us?
I got my own cheese at home. I don't get to go to Wisconsin with no damn cheese.
Yeah, man, we got some good ass cheese at home.
Hey, I'm chewing it, but ain't worth no damn 15 hours for it.
Yeah, you gotta be in a car for 15 hours with this guy.
Oh, hey, man, look, y'all seem to be knowledgeable people. Well, I think so. You know anything about sports? Do you know anything about sports? Have you ever heard of a guy named Mickey Mantle?
Yep.
Have you, sir?
Yes.
What did he do? Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Some home runs? No, don't make me look stupid. I'm asking you.
Okay,
well, good. So you have heard of him?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Elvis Presley?
Yeah. Familiar with his work?
Rock and roll. Sometimes called a king, wasn't he?
He was the king, yeah.
Right. So y'all both admitted, I don't have no witnesses here, y'all both admitted y'all both have heard of Elvis Presley and Mickey Mouse. I didn't say you lived next door to him and y'all hung out together. Oh, you did. Well, anyway, he said he did.
I don't know him personally.
But anyway.
They were before my time.
Okay, well, but you've heard of him.
I've heard of him, of course, yeah.
Which one of them got the most pussy? Hey, why does the room get quiet when you ask that question?
That's a good question.
And,
Ooh, that's a tough call because...
See, why does the room get quiet all of a sudden? Before that,
it's
y'all
a tough
so
call because, okay, first of all, you got to...
Before that, y'all were so talkative and knew all about it.
I just
y'all.
Said Elvis!
I'd say Mickey Mantle.
Y'all got to go to... Y'all got to some kind of come to an agreement, you know.
Wasn't Elvis, like, married for a while and everything like that? I'd say Mickey Mantle.
What did that make any difference?
That's just a word.
That is a word. My God, that's a piece of paper. I'll sign it. What, you got something to sign? Yeah, hell yeah. You buy me a beer, I'll sign something, buddy. Yeah.
I'll say Elvis.
All right, I'll say Elvis, too.
You had a 50-50 chance.
What?
Damn sure did. Elvis never hit a home run in his damn life.
Fuck talking you out of it.
Oh, asshole. I'm sorry. I had to go back to my original name for him.
Yeah.
Or if you just said Mickey Mouse, said, Mickey Mouse couldn't sing, damn it.
Oh, I get it now.
You better sing or hit home run. Why did you say Mickey, damn it? See that? That guy is kind of wishy-washy, ain't he?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
You need to go back to Wisconsin.
I'm going to go back to England.
You got to go back north and get some knowledge.
Maybe to make your eyes blue when you win next time in that contest with me. When you come back, you come back down. We can't laugh together, what the hell we gonna do?
Yeah.
Oh, Columbia, South Carolina. That's where we at, by the way. Y'all don't know where the hell y'all at. Coming all the way 15 hours, y'all don't know where the hell y'all at. Y'all in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, man, that's...
The home of the Gamecocks. I gotta get my ass home. I gotta get out of here. It's cost too much to stay up here and drink beer and all this shit. Cost the shit out of me. Oh, by the way, I paid my damn tab and said, hey, I do have a bad handle here. They told me I walked out the other day without paying.
Oops.
They charged me another $7.
Yeah.
Ain't this a motherfucker? That cost me $7 more. Well, that's why they shouldn't put back doors in place. They already have one door in and out, you know.
You got a back door, people can skip out on the tub.
Yeah, that's what I did, yep. But I didn't mean you, but really I did.
No, of course not.
Oh, of course not, no.
Yeah, not you.
Yeah, I knew exactly what I was doing. Let's get the hell out of here.
Now, I don't know you from a hole in the ground, but you seem like a good guy, you know. Wouldn't skip out on your tub.
I ain't honest with a damn.
This guy judging you over there, yeah.
If he went all the way from Wisconsin, he probably met a few crooks along the damn way.
Probably. Mr. Crook?
I think so. Oh, well, I don't know that. Oh, hey. That guy in the corner owed me some money. How much you owe me? Well, how much you owe me? Yes, the people somebody there you ran to me.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot about that shit. I do owe you $5.
Yeah, I mean you might surprise them. They may be like, oh man. Be like, yeah, it was the other night. Remember when we were hanging out?
Yeah,
there?
And you were.
And they think about it for a second. They're like, oh, maybe I do.
Yeah, man.
Especially if you were drinking that night. And they'd be like, oh, my memory's
which
a little
hazy. Which I usually am, you know.
Yeah.
And they probably, why are they going in a bar?
Yeah. The other thing, too, that's clever putting it at like $5. If you say $50 or something, they'll be like, no, I don't owe him $50. But $5, maybe I do owe him $5, you know?
Yeah.
You set the bar low, you can get away with stuff.
Y'all know anything about math? Don't say yes, because you fall right into every damn thing. So you already said yes, you knew something about sports and all that.
I don't know anything about
it. Okay, well, good. Right, well, let me teach you something, okay? May I politely?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
And your name, may I ask again?
I'm Scott.
Scott, and your name again?
Thurman.
Scott, Thurman, and Larry, okay? All right. Scott, Thurman, and Larry, you stay in the same motel room every damn week. You're traveling self. Scott, Thurman, and Larry, okay? And you pay, this is back in the old days, okay? And you pay $10 a piece. So if you paid 10 and Thurman paid 10 and Larry paid 10, let's see, how much would that be?
$30.
$30. 3 times 10 is 30. Okay, all right, yeah. I'm with you so far. Do you all agree so far?
I agree.
What? Well, now, let me have don't be like a know-it-all. Okay, all right, Mr. Know-it-all, then I'm going to ask you another question. Well, the owner of the motel, you know, Scott and Thurman and Larry, they stay here all the time. They don't crack the room and leave it all messed up. Don't leave beer cans.
Yeah, we're good people,
the
yeah.
Damn place. He told the bell, he said, here's $5. Go give this to Scott, Thurman, and Larry. Give the $5 back and show my appreciation. So they're good people, you know? And the bellhop's kind of crooked, okay? Hell, I ain't no way I can spend $5 among three people. What I do is I just give Scott a dollar back, Thurman a dollar back, and Larry a dollar back. And I'll keep two for my damn self.
Okay.
That gets rid of $5, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you pay $10 for something and somebody gives you a dollar back, what do you pay then?
$9?
So what do you pay? That's what I pay, $9. Don't forget that cricket bellhop now. All right, so 3 times 9 is...
27.
And the bellhop, remember that crooked bellhop?
Yes.
He kept 2, so 27 plus 2 is what now?
29.
I thought we started off with 30.
Yeah, where's that extra dollar?
Where the hell did it go? Don't look at me, I didn't get it. Okay, don't scratch your damn beard, look at the damn hair and all that shit. Where did damn dollar go? It's simple as shit. You agreed on every damn thing. Everything you agreed on.
So where the dollar go?
I'm asking you. I know
everything. I'm turning it around. I'm asking you. Tell me.
No, that's too simple, man. Next time you come back to Wisconsin, I'll tell you. But you can't. I want you to figure that yourself.
I'll do it for
you agreed
I'm gonna need a
every
pencil,
damn thing I said.
You piece of paper, and a calculator.
You agreed that 10, 10, 10, and you agreed. You said it yourself, Thomas. You said 3 times 10 is 30, right? That's what you said.
They
said 5. Yeah, no, the damn bellhop, the owner gave the $5 back to the bellhop. Who I told you to start with was crooked.
He took 5 back.
He gave each one of everybody a dollar back.
Yeah.
If you pay them or something, I see what you go on there and buy a beer. They go, next drink.
It's
$5 and
five
and
three. It's actually
28.
So
kid,
why is 9 times 7 is 27? He gave us a dollar back. It was 28.
You know what? Some asshole tried to tell me. He said, "Larry, I got to figure it out."
How does the dollar go missing, though?
I understand what this asshole tried to tell me.
Yeah.
He said, "Larry, you got it mixed up." I said, "Do I?" Well, tell me. How'd I get it mixed up? He said, "Well, 3 times 9 ain't 27. 3 times 9 is 28. And the other 2 for 0, I guess, make 30. I said, 3 times 9 is not 28. It's 27.
Uh-huh.
So don't be trying to pull that shit on me now. At least I got the thing. That'd be something to think about on the way back to Wisconsin when you leave Monday, right?
I'll tell someone there to see if they can think about it.
I'm sorry?
I'll tell someone there to see if they think about it.
It's very simple.
What, do we leave a dollar for the maid or something? Or?
What are y'all missing?
Taxes?
I'm not going to repeat it again, but 3 people, $10 a piece, 3 times 10 is 30.
I know.
I'm going to give the $5 back. He gives each one of you a dollar back. If you pay 10 for something, if you pay 2 for that beer, they give you a dollar off. You only pay 1 for it.
Yeah.
If you pay 10 for something, they give you a dollar back. You only pay 9. Hell, everybody knows that shit.
Yeah,
and 3 times 9 is 27. And then, you remember that crooked bellhop? He kept 2. It makes 29. Pour that for a damn dollar. You don't want to know?
I'm waiting.
I'm not going to tell you.
People want to know. You take 5 wins at 30, and then you have 25. You give Larry $1 at 26, Scott $1 at 27, Thurman at 28, Bellhop gets 2, so it's 30. Your 9 times 3 doesn't matter.
The hell it don't. You multiplied to start with, didn't you? You said 3 times 10 is 30, didn't you?
I understand.
Well, yeah, well, there's lots you don't understand. You said 3 times 10 is 30. That, you, first of all, you wanted to multiply, now you don't want to multiply. Is that what you're telling me? He said the hell with me.
Yeah.
Hell with you.
He's
hell
like,
with you.
You're this old guy. I'm tired of your jokes and riddles.
I still think I got the prettier eyes, and well, he beat me on the hair, okay? I will admit that, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I always admit that.
Got better eyes than this asshole over here.
Put some of them assholes. Yeah. His name is Thurman, please.
Yeah, I know. Hell of a life he's got. His parents named him Thurman.
He used to be a catch for a New York Yankees named Thurman Munson. Oh, you ever heard of
that? Thurman Munson?
Thurman Munson was a catcher. Huh?
Thurman.
Well, his name was Thurman.
Thurman. Now, that's something I do know.
It's what?
Thurman Munson.
Who was one of the monsters?
Kid Dim Zeddy.
That was his damn little kid.
I said Kid Dim Zeddy.
Yeah. We can't agree on that. I bet that guy. I'll ask that guy right there. Hopefully, he saw enough of me, didn't he? Who we got any beer in the cooler? Is he cooling in the back? Well, if he does, he's poking a long way away from here, ain't he? I don't blame him. Well, let me have one more cigarette before I get the hell out of here. They don't have no service out here where the girls come out here, you know, have
no
damn nugget. Hey, bring me a beer. Bring me a beer.
What's to bring him a beer?
A beer. Who's like? You see what they got. What do you mean you see what they got? You know damn well they got a cool guy. What is wrong with this? Why are you staring at me? What the hell wrong with him?
He's got problems, I think he does too.
I think he's got problems. I think he needs to go back. When y'all say y'all leaving Monday?
Monday, yeah.
Oh, God, what happened?
Open the game up. They had the right game up.
Oh, my God. This is going to be another sad day. Is that guy going to bring me a beer back up? He just cutting out.
I think he was just bullshitting you when he said he'd bring you a beer.
Okay. He's there to pay you. What the hell? I don't feel that long. What was a thought inside my head? Before I reach 30, I'd be dead. Oh, but I still love rock and roll. So I'll keep on rolling with the flow. I got my angel raising kids, and I'm raising hell just like I did. I got a lot of crazy friends, and they forgive me of my sins. Where the hell that come from? I'm damn right now. Where's my beer at? I don't know anybody famous from Wisconsin. Mickey Mantle is from Oklahoma. Evers is from Memphis. I've been to Graceland, by the way.
Yep.
That's what people, everybody, when I leave here, everybody says, you know what they always say? Larry has left the building.
And you go home, Larry has left the building.
Why you laugh about every damn thing?
I don't know, man. I'm crazy.
I thought you were. Where's my beer at? I don't think they're going to bring me a beer to you.
Only that's right.
We keep smoking that. Shit, I went. Oh, what?
I think it's one of those drink girls.
I do not like Carolina or Steve Spurrier.
Okay.
Have you got that symbol?
Yes, sir.
You know Larry? You know Larry? This is our friend Larry.
Special to meet you, lady. My God, you a rapper or something?
No.
You almost broke my hand.
My daddy taught me how to shake hands.
Oh, it is? Okay, well, look here. Would you teach me how to get a beer? Would you go in and get me a beer?
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. Damn it, you make me feel old. Hey, of course, yeah, you look at that, didn't you? How long before you be back?
Huh?
How long before you be back? Do I have to pay for it?
Tell me.
We'll ask her a trick.
Yeah. Ask her a riddle and she can get it right? If she gets it wrong, she has to buy your beer?
Sure.
How about this?
Look at the first rule is the bail rule.
Yeah.
The first rule is the bail rule.
If she gets it right,
I buy her a beer.
You buy her a beer. If she gets it wrong, she has to buy
your
beer.
I'm going to make it so damn difficult that there's no way in hell she can get it right.
Damn right.
Say Thurman, Larry, and
what? That was less than 2 minutes. I'm gonna have to pay for this.
Yeah, you might have to pay for this.
You can't set the standards too high.
Come here, lady.
What?
I love your hair, by the way.
Thank you.
Look at what score now? No, I'm talking about Caroline. What score now?
Garcia's throwing to fucking nobody. So right now.
Oh shit! What's your language around me,
sorry,
please? Okay.
He done thrown the ball away like 3 times already, and it's like not even 5 minutes into it.
Oh my god, I'm pissed off.
Straight up the middle of the frickin' nobody.
Oh. Yeah. You know anything about
you want it on out here?
You know anything about
it? Yeah, a minute.
This is a math.
You know anything about
math?
Yeah.
Math.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. Very amazing, isn't it? Lady, a lady that knows something about sports, you know? And she buys you beer? You table dance too?
No.
You don't table
dance? I'm table dancing.
What's wrong with asking, you know? All right. You ever heard of a guy named Mickey Mouse?
Yes.
What did he do?
Play baseball.
Oh, he did? Okay, well. Okay, smart ass, you're trying to make me look dumb. Okay, Miss Sports Magazine, Sports Illustrated. Have you ever heard of a guy named Elvis? What did he do?
Play football.
Yeah, nice, you dumbass.
Smart, I told you dumbass.
And before, remember, I told you to watch your language.
I apologize for that, okay?
It's all good.
Well, I assume you did hear of Ever somewhere along the way, you know. I saw him at Walmart yesterday, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, I spoke to
him.
Shake
his hand?
I ain't washed my hands since. You want to tell it?
Good. No, I'm good.
Yes, no. Wait. Come on, wait till the end of the riddle.
I'm not through yet. Please, politely. This is the hardest part of it. You already admitted, and you got 2 damn witnesses here.
All right.
That you have heard. I didn't say you never dated any of them, or your aunt did, or your neighbor did, or you personally went out with them, or hung out with them. But you have heard of Mickey Mouse Neighbor Special. We got witnesses right here. Between the two of them, which one of them got the most pussy?
One of them what?
Got the most pussy.
I have no idea.
Well, you must have some clues.
Elvis.
Oh. I'll be damned.
Forgot about me?
No, I didn't forget about you, honey. I just asked this girl a very important question.
What?
And she don't know the damn answer.
What?
Who got the most pussy, Mickey Mantle or Elvis? And my answer to that question that you gave me, the answer you gave me was, you said Elvis Presley.
Yes.
Elvis never hit a home run in his damn life.
Fair enough.
Or if you'd have said Mickey Mantle, I would have said, I ain't never heard him sing. Thank you for the beer. What do I owe you?
Nothing.
Aw, you gotta be shitting me. Nobody's ever bought me a beer before in my life.
Turn on your tab.
Hey, where are you from, lady?
Wisconsin.
Oh, shit! You know that with these 2 assholes, did you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So y'all know this lady. Oh, my God. I mean, the rest of this clan is in it. Y'all with the Charles Manson family, you know? Y'all a family? What's he laughing about?
He don't know, man. He's crazy.
All these people from Wisconsin. But they went and stole a Carolina shirt and all that shit. They come in and talk a little southern, act like they're one of us.
Those guys on the block.
I'm sorry?
She lives about a mile down the road.
Is that one of these?
I'm sorry?
She does. She lives here.
Oh, well, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. Cold down here?
It's chilly.
It's all right. Oh,
God. I am in a minute. Is anybody in there? Anybody in there?
Possibly.
Clear the place.
I don't want to go in there and meet more Wisconsin people. I don't have enough Wisconsin people.
Yeah, we got three more in there.
And maybe
Don't worry about them, you know.
I'm
friends with my mom.
That's all right. Why are you laughing at me, Thomas? I'll be damned. You're having a hard time right now, okay? Best I can do right now. What the hell?
I'm having a hard time.
Dude, all he does is laugh all the damn time. All right, Georgia. I don't like Georgia. Oh, man, go to hell. Well, let's meet up in South Carolina, Georgia line. And we'll flip a coin. How about that?
Right across that river.
All right. Oh, did you ever meet James Brown?
He was born in
North Augusta.
No, he was born in
Aiken. Party crashers. He doesn't know more than he does about where he lives at. Just met the guy, and I know about where he, more about where he lives than he does. You ever been to Graceland?
I ain't never been to Western.
Can you swim? Oh. No, not right after. Too damn cold. What the hell wrong with you? Plus, I don't like nobody from Georgia. I told you that. Oh, well, no, not between me and you, though. I just saw.
Y'all getting this right, though. That's fifth year. He's our quarterback.
Hey, what he needs is just a couple more nights and 5 points, and he'll be all right. Steve's got a way of straightening your ass out.
He's got how many years left, bud? He's 33.
He went to 5 points last night, damn it. What the hell you expect? What would you do if you went to 5 points on a ball night, partying and chasing women? And
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, my God.
And I woke up at 6:45
and went to work. Oh, that's good, buddy. I did, too, but I didn't go to work.
No work today.
I didn't work today. I took the day off. I'm supposed to be watching the ball game. It's supposed to be. Look here. Don't poke fun at me, okay?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to have to poke at that for a little bit. She gives me a ride up here and all, you know. And show her some time and all. I'm going to fuck her.
Nice to meet you. That'd be nice to her.
Kind of sad, ain't it?
I don't know about sad.
Yeah, sounds sad to me. Who owes you a beer? Oh, I do. Call my friend back out here and tell her to get a two more beer. I'm coming. Got to finish this cigarette and get rid of these Wisconsin people. You know damn it, you from Wisconsin. Don't aim at that shit. Huh? Oh, my God. You ever heard of Pete Rose?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I am. Oh. Oh, he grew up next door to Pete Rose.
Oh, you have.
Damn.
Would you believe that? Would you believe that shit?
I don't know about next door. I know.
But you grew up in the same town or whatever. Where? Oh, okay. I wouldn't know where that's at. I've never been there, but... Oh, this is gigantic here, man.
Yeah, I know. I've never been to a college town. This is actually my first weekend here.
Oh, this is lovely.
I've got to draw through.
I remember last time Pete Rose came by my house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I asked him, did he bet on baseball games? And that asshole told me no.
I'll look at him.
He told me he didn't bet on. I'm sorry? What he told me, he told me he didn't bet on, so hell, I said, all right, that's all right with me, you know.
You only have three guys on that line of scrimmage, and there's that soft bubble that allows your linemen to get out on them, and it allows a soft spot for them to get to.
What you laugh about all the time, man?
See, I got problems.
Well, that's what Pete Rose told me he didn't bet on baseball games.
Last time he was over at my house, he told me. I believe you, you know.
Well, that's about a year and a half ago now, last time I saw him now.
Yeah.
So he may have changed his mind by then, you know, but.
I just can't believe he had the gumption to lie to you. That's not right.
Everybody lies to me. I think they do it for a living.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. No wrong line to me. If I ever see you again, that Thurman, I want to know where that damn dollar went. don't you forget that. Now, I ain't forgot it, man. I know exactly where it went. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. If you don't mind. Oh,
yeah, we got it. Thank you, buddy. Get any free beer? Any free beer? Nobody. Damn, I'm gonna just get over. Don't miss me, touch it. This is. Navy, oh my God, can you believe Carolina gonna lose the game and I gotta go home and fuck the fat girl? Ain't that a hell of a night?
Ain't that about a bitch, huh?
And then now meet people from Wisconsin, they don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All I know is they're dairy farmers or make some cheese and some kind of shit. I think Navy's getting ready to score again.
No,
I think Carolina just scored.
Yeah, well, all right.
Oh, let me see it. Lattimore. Yeah. Most of the defenders from the Navy football team, and the fact that he plays with a flat back. Let's see that. Yeah. 7-7. Well, they ain't made the exponents yet.
Unless you get down to his left tackle, you have to stop him. 7 carries, 7 plays, 7 drives on that block.
The spread was 17.5. I like to go inside and say, look, I decide I want a bet. I like to take the 17.5. I gave that other asshole 21 down. He wouldn't take it, would he?
Yeah. Well, that South Carolina will win by 17.5?
Yeah.
Is that what the spread? Shit.
Yeah.
That's insane. The Geico 400
in Chicago. Tomorrow with Lester on ESPN. Introducing
Harlow. Is that long cigarette there, man? That long one in there, left over.
Not mine or Thurman's, I don't know.
It ain't mine either. Let me get out of here. Too tempting. Oh, that Thurman, that buddy, if I ever see you again, that damn it. I concede the damn blue-eyed contest, okay? I go ahead and admit that, okay. Because I've been drinking too much, my eyes are kind of bloodshot and all that shit, you know. They're not crystal clear and all that shit.
It's in there.
But that shit about that damn dollar ain't got over yet.
You're
going to
want to know where it went?
Well, sure I will.
You want me to know?
I'll see you again. Say, hey, man, how you doing, man? What the hell you been? You back to Wisconsin?
Yeah.
How you doing in kind of northern like Wisconsin? Or some kind of shit like that? Okay. What's the abbreviation for Wisconsin? I never wrote anything about WI. Okay. WI. Washington.
Hey, Jeff, I want you to let me know.
About to get up that way?
Yeah.
I'd be glad to look you up.
Yeah, because then you look him up and he'll have the answer to your question.
Well, you think you would?
I think by then he might.
If you ever get up that way, let me know.
You can.
Oh my God! Here comes a family. You remember Charles Manson? He had a family. No, you now see that? That's what I don't understand about the law. You don't remember old Charlie?
Charlie Manson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a family.
You know.
Yeah, sure I do. But I ain't living next door to them assholes. I remember him. But anyway, that's like me asking you to go over there to the zip motor over there and give me a 12-pack of beer. You go over and steal it and bring it back. Well, I ain't nothing to do with it. You went over and stole it and brought it back.
Yeah.
But I drank it and all, you know. You go get it, I'll drink it, I promise you.
Sure.
That's what Charlie did. He told his people, his family, members of his family, to go out and kill somebody, and they did. Oh, Charlie didn't do a damn thing.
Charlie Manson never murdered anybody?
Yes, no.
His family did?
His family did, yeah. But
why?
Charlie influenced them, and he had mind control over them, and all that kind of bullshit, so they put old Charlie in jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Well, he's been in there most of his life any damn way, but that ain't nothing. No big change for Charlie, but
mm-hmm.
I think that was kind of an injustice to put old Charlie in jail for the rest of his life. When he just asked him, like me asking Tom to go over and get me a, go back and steal me a six-pack of beer, and you go, I'm sitting here on my ass, I ain't doing shit. Well, I wouldn't ask you to kill nobody, but Charlie did, he asked you to go kill him, you know. Like pig on the wall, all that kind of shit, all that kind of shit. That's sad, ain't it, about old Charlie, ain't it? Old Charlie ain't out drinking no beer with us tonight, is he? Huh?
I wish you
were. I wouldn't mind having him around. I'd like to ask him a couple questions, would you?
Huh?
It probably is.
Get to know him. Yeah.
I got
to know you. You know, first year
in Asheville. Ain't a damn nice guy. What the hell wrong with you? I gotta get my ass on.
Yeah.
I'm on
about
now.
That time.
Well, I'm scared my fat girl's gonna leave me. And then how in the hell am I gonna get home? I gotta take the whiz, but I hate to go behind that truck over there because I know what happened over there. Don't you?
Yeah, well, I heard before and I wish I hadn't.
Well, I did too, man. The truth will set you free.
Damn right it will.
Do y'all listen to country music? Y'all listen to country music in Wisconsin? You never heard of Hank Williams or George Jones or nobody like that? Okay. So you heard of country music, right? Well, I ain't being a smart ass. I never been to Wisconsin. How would I know? But on that,
like, you heard of country music, right? Oh, you have.
Little opening there in the door, you know.
You got you. It's a good opener.
I just wrote a country song. Tell me what you think of it.
All right.
Don't laugh at me, that damn it. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I know y'all travel and all that shit, and y'all got plenty of chances to stop by a recording studio probably and record this damn song.
Yeah.
If they hear a damn thing on the damn radio, I'm going to sue your damn ass.
All right.
Well, tell me what you think about it. I'm not a singer. I said I'm a songwriter, not a singer. Well, thank you for being so understanding. All right. Tell me what you think this sound like. I'm just saying, I ain't going to sing all up to you because I don't damn well you steal my damn song. She broke my heart at Kmart. And I cried all the way to Sears. Now, how does that sound, that just for starters?
That's a good start.
You broke my heart. You need somebody that can sing to do it, like George Jones or Hank Williams Jr., you know? You broke my heart at Kmart, and I cried all the way to Sears. But I got more to you going down certain aisles, you know, in the store, you know. I was going by the hunting goods and, you know, and all that shit, you know. I ain't going to tell you that because I know damn well you steal my damn song. I don't trust that asshole. You think it has possibilities? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Did you ever hear of Harry Truman?
Yeah.
No, he was not. No, but what he did was.
Oh, shit, go to hell.
So when you do it, it's okay when he does.
Oh, he got it.
Excuse me while I cough while we're having no cigarettes so I can get some air. Don't be asking me no questions, okay? I don't know, because that's probably what I'm supposed to be asking you. I'm coming. Last cigarette, I promise you. I'm about to die right now. I feel like I've been on 15-hour trip to Wisconsin and back. Do the girls right in Wisconsin like to, you know, take their underwear off and get naked and fuck and all that shit like they do here in Columbia, South Carolina? Or they?
Get naked and fuck?
Maybe I should go out there. Maybe I might take a trip with you. What the hell?
Huh? Yeah, I told you we got an open seat. Why don't you come up with us?
No, hell no.
Don't worry. Hey, I'm driving. Don't worry.
He's the responsible one.
Don't want you damn responsible to me. I said you didn't look responsible.
Well,
I agree with that, man. I agree with that, yes, you do. I apologize for that. Please accept my apology. Go walk behind that truck over there and take a whiz, okay? Well, watch you. No, I said go ahead and do it, but watch your feet before you step out, okay? That's what a guy told me anyway. I don't know. Oh my God, 7-7. Well, why does everything? You know, that's why come I don't have any fingernails. I mean, look at my fingernails, sir. I don't have any to do it.
No.
Every time I get close to getting a piece of ass, I start getting nervous about biting my fingernail. So you can tell I got close to getting a piece of ass a lot of times out. Never say I got any, I said I got close.
If that's the way to figure it out, then I would have to say yes.
I do not like your friend, by the way.
Well, I thought you didn't like him.
Oh, yeah.
Now you don't like me either?
No, I did not. Did I say that?
All right, so, okay. So now you're not invited to come back home with us. you, Larry, you stay here.
Well, that's where I won't be at. That's my life, right here. Columbia, yeah. South Carolina. I got to take a wheel.
You want to go back behind the truck?
No, I'm scared to go over there. Yeah, I got me scared of that. How about that tree over there behind?
That looks like a good tree.
I bet nobody's ever been there before, have they?
In the history of mankind?
I don't know if I can say the same for
my Lord. From now on, all of my friends are going to be strangers. I'm through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now are my fingers. I was a fool believing in you, and now you are gone.
Is that one of yours, too, that we can't steal?
I just thought it up.
Oh, shit, that was really good.
From now on, all of my friends are going to be strangers. That's what y'all are, strangers, eh? I'm through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now are my fingers. I was a fool believing in you, and now you are gone. That's sad, ain't it?
That's a little sad, but...
Can I steal that one? 15 years.
I'm sorry?
Can I steal that one?
Hey, what if we stop in a recording studio and do that one?
Oh, shit. I got to listen to Rick. Hey, look here. I don't like Carolina.
I guess you could say this is the return.
I don't like Steve
Spurrier.
I
don't
like Yeah, being to Wisconsin.
Hey, you're not too good at making friends right away,
are you? Oh, I'm not. No, hell, I don't know.
What are all strangers
to you, buddy? That reminds me of this Navy they play. It reminds me of my years in the Army.
You in the Army?
Yes.
For how long?
6 months.
6 months?
What are you laughing about, asshole? You want me to say I spent 20 years and all I retired as a lieutenant general or something? Or what do you want me to tell you the truth?
Help a kid with this, pal.
Oh, man, I got to take a whiz. Where am I going to take it at?
Behind the truck.
I don't trust that man's truck. I'm going to do it, but I don't trust it. I'm going to get kicked out of here. I'm going to get kicked out of here.